Revolution.
The funk.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives, 25 years of funky revolutions.
Music originated from the confrontation of the struggle. So the roots, really, is from matter of struggle. That's where it's from. Freedom, that's what it's asking for. Acceptance, what it needs, and understanding.
You know, the funk is definitely a music that comes from your heart, and it's a music that's a continuum of the African presence in the urban world, but it comes from your heart and is informed by your mind. And once you create the balance of those energies, you can make somebody get it. You dig?
For your mind and for your hips, these are Malagash rhythms from the Mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. Episode 38. Continuing in the Indian Ocean from our series in 2019, we look at music more specific to Madagascar as we move away from Maloya and Sega to the roots of music, the history, but also modern interpretations, Creole and otherwise, in Madagascar.
Said something to Vincent Harding. You said religion for me.
What is it that public theology can say to the white person in Massachusetts who's heroin addicted? I don't hear anyone speaking to the 45-year-old person in Appalachia who feels like they've been eradicated because whiteness is so much smaller today than it was yesterday. Because there's nothing wrong with being European American. That's not the problem. It's almost like white people don't believe that other white people are worthy of being redeemed.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions, funky.
You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
Oui, c'est dans le clin.
J'espère que vous allez demeurer avec moi jusqu'à au moins 16 heures sur les ondes du Peuple 90,3 MF. Khalid de retour live là sur et derrière le microphone de Funky Revolutions. Ces dernières des solutions que nous nommons la révolution et ces rythmes internationaux dits funky. Aujourd'hui, un retour sur une thématique qu'on a explorée de façon pas parcellaire mais pas suivie de semaine en semaine. Une troisième partie où on amène le mothership vers l'océan Indien. On avait au mois d'août et ensuite au mois de septembre fait deux parties sur l'évolution, l'actualité, mais aussi le passé, l'histoire, l'esclavagisme, l'interdit, la révolution à l'intérieur d'une musique qu'on retrouve en Réunion, aux Seychelles, en océan Indien. Cette musique de la Réunion, le Sega, le Maloya, qui s'est répandue, qui s'est interprétée de différentes façons, puisant dans ses racines africaine, malagache, de l'esclavagisme et du colonialisme, avec des atouts, des touches et des héritages aussi du continent indien. Sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF, on se dirige un peu plus dans des sons malagaches qui reflètent le saga ou le segui. Sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF à Montréal,
restait bien des nôtres une troisième partie. Les motifs, les résonances du Sega, du Maloya et la musique électrique des années 60, 70 et 80 en océan Indien. On aurait débuté l'émission par contre avec un nouveau album qui est aussi un motif de métissage, la chanson Carnoline, qui met en vedette deux musiciens de deux continents très différents, Alan Anihita Wilson et Shabazz Hussein. L'album Diwan, un nouveau album de tabla qui fait plusieurs continents dans leur rencontre expérimentale. Et là, je veux retourner vers 1976, vers un musicien qui était très connu à New York, d'origine nigérienne, qui a été instrumental sur beaucoup d'albums, a résonné un son afrobeat et autres à New York. Et en 1976, en tant que leader, sortira son premier seul album. L'album s'intitule Alec, de Alec Kanonu. Si cet homme-là était à New York, il a bien appris le funk, en tout cas, menant comme un métissage afro-nigérien-américain. Sur les ondes du peuple, 90.3 MF, restez bien des nôtres. This is the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
I'm
From 1980, a little error at the beginning of the show on Funky Revolutions, the album Aleke, Nigerian funk session musician based in New York, and in 1980 released his self-titled album Aleke. Aleke Kanonu, and the song Ngwadu, Gwade, the Nigerian, recorded in New York with a panoply of musicians. A truly funk album, both whether it's the Afro-funk or some of the pure funk on the album. Been waiting for a while to play that on today's program, or a program. Started the program with a new album called Diwan, which is a collaboration between the tablaist Shabazz Hussein and Helen Anita Wilson. We heard Karna Line. On today's program, we will complete Sounds from the Indian Ocean. We've done a couple of parts looking at both contemporary electro, Maloya, and Sega, as well as looking at the history in September of that music in the Indian Ocean from the islands of Réunion, among others. And today we'll head towards Madagascar, the Malagash route being essential to the formation of the Creole identities in the Indian Ocean, and the music that interested us, especially in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and its modernization, that period of music called Electric Maloya. Madagascar, one of the sources of the first, I guess, forced settlers, slaves coming from Madagascar, from Africa, colonized by the French, the Arabs, the traders, by Dutch seamen. These presences will inform, as well as serfs from the Indian subcontinent, will inform the creation of this music that we looked at in the month of September. And I wanted to get closer to Madagascar because while it has some similarities to the music that was being played on the other islands, it had a repertoire that was, in the sense, uninterrupted to some degree, and therefore also was open and had different genres that multiplied a little bit more rapidly than the other islands who were creating their own identities. Soukous had a huge influence as well on some of the French departments, like Réunion, but you'll see that at the same time as the music we were exploring in other periods on the other islands, there was a more diverse recording experience in Madagascar. I guess that's what we're going to head to. Well, I got a few ads to share with you. We'll be back right after this to begin part three of our series, the music of Sega, Selagi, and other fusions of Creolite in the Indian Ocean.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky. Hey, hey, hey. Funky revolutions, funky.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions, funky.
You are listening to Funky Revolution.
Yep, the Mothership Connection. Up on the stroke and down on the beat. The sound of the slave ships transformed to the sounds of the street. On CKUT 90.3 FM, I wanted to kind of bridge, close the Indian Ocean, especially my interest in Maloya music and Sega music as a branch and historical cousin. It's going to bring me in a couple of weeks to look at the similar experience, but in the Caribbean, a subject that I broached on part two in September of this series, and how I see parallels between Sega, Maloya, the introduction of the chansonnette, and the creation of a sacred and secular space of music reaching into the roots of former slaves and their Creole identity. I want to go and see how that parallels itself to places like Guadeloupe and Martinique in the relationships between Goka and Beguine, for example, in the Guadeloupe. But next week's program, I'll just announce, because I encourage you to listen, I interview two quite young, well, relatively young, extraordinary musicians, poets, militants, speakers, and wordsmiths. I got a chance earlier this week and today to speak both to Toronto MC, Ontario MC, Havaya Mighty, who just won a Polaris, and a wonderful album called Tubman that's been interesting me. And on next week's program, we get to speak to Avery R. Young, the Chicago poet, curator, educator, militant, and funk gospel leader. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, though, we return to the Réunion to start, as we will go around the Madagascar islands, the islands around Madagascar, to continue listening and completing some of the sounds, derivations, and influences that created these Creole identities in the last century, and particularly modern electronic versions of Maloya and Sega and how they were taken up in Madagascar. We're in the Réunion, though. This is Carousel with Ote Maloya on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Son dallon, mon dallon l'a bon comparé. De mon tantine qu'il est son dallon, mon dallon l'a bon comparé.
Oh, Ça prend une bonne dose de courage et de persévérance pour traverser une pandémie.
Ça prend aussi une bonne dose de patience, de résilience, de confiance, d'optimisme, d'humour et d'amour. Une bonne dose de détermination, d'endurance, d'empathie, de motivation, d'ingéniosité et d'espoir.
Mais surtout, ça prend une deuxième dose de vaccin.
Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Amen.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We do take this opportunity today to kind of close a third part, more expansive, in the Indian Ocean on a music that's drawn our attention over the number of years. But in this summer, I got a chance to speak with Maya Kamati, one of the new generations of Réunionais musicians who is exploring the electro possibilities of Maloya. Three tendencies we've underlined in our series: the modern, the return to the roots, a more traditional young generation returning to some of the sacred elements of the music, as well as more eclectic fusion aspects as the musicians look elsewhere and continue with their forefathers and foremothers' generation of electro, Maloya, and Sega in the 1970s and 80s, a kind of new wave at the time, modernizing and fusing with so many different musical forms being spread around the world, from funk to jazz to soukous music. We began this first set with Carousel, music called Ote Maloya. In fact, it serves as the title track to a series out on Strut, one of several over the last couple of years, looking at the music of Mauritius, Réunion, and across the Indian Ocean. The song was originally written by Jean-Claude Viadère, one of the great interpreters and poets. And he wrote at the time that he, who's a singer, played the kayamb. The instruments you heard in the song will be reflected. They have their roots in Africa, in Madagascar, in the colonial mariners and authorities who brought their instruments, whether it be the triangle from Holland to the violin. And it's this fusion that we were exploring in our different parts over the last couple of months spread out. He wrote the song just around the 1980s, a time when the music was still outlawed by the French authorities. It was the second time in its history that it was kind of interdicted by the church, by the slave owners on the plantations, a hidden music, a suffering music. And that suffering theme comes out of the music quite often, reflecting not just the history of the peoples affirming their identity and their criolité, but also kind of the suffering of the music and trying to perform it, interdicted by the authorities. He wrote that he was, the music, Maloya, was repressed by authorities up until about 1981, when the French authorities could, up until that time, seize instruments, incarcerate musicians, disrupt gatherings. Partly, as I explained, because of the connection made between the Communist Party, the use of the music, and revolutionary, separatist, and Creole identity forces, there was a real political reason that the authorities went against the music. The risk of revolution, of education, of self-affirmation. But it was also a repression of a kind of identity that disturbed the colonial balance in the country. And he wrote the song telling a story that he had to, one day the authorities came, they were in a town called Saint-Joseph, and had to flee on foot. And it was therefore, he said, that Maloya is a source of many sufferations, not just our it's an interior culture, he said. In French, au plus profond de nous, c'est pourquoi j'ai écrit ce récit. Ote Maloya, you do wrong to us, t'as fait mal à moi. Ma tombe est levée, ma danse... And it's that also joy, that form of music that recognizes deception, as he wrote and said, and yet allows us to gather and dance it out. And so we started this set with Carousel and Ote Maloya, the two sufferations. And then we followed it up with a second series, but this time from Mauritius, Jocelyn Perrault, and the song Sega Manivelle. We today, therefore, get a chance to see some of the other influences, including that from Madagascar and soukous and other elements. Soul would also have a defining element in the 70s as a new electronic Maloya and Sega music was developed both in Réunion. Reggae would have its place, particularly in Mauritius. This is Soul, Pied de Camillas, and this is Maxime Laop on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Thank you.
L'avion y vole, laisse à l'y voler. Six heures va sonner, l'y va trop son garage pour l'y poser. L'avion y vole, laisse à l'y voler. Six heures va sonner, l'y va trop son garage pour l'y poser. L'oiseau bélier y rôde, laisse à l'y rôder. Maï va venir zone, l'y va gagner pour l'y béquer. L'oiseau bélier y rôde, laisse à l'y rôder. Maï va venir zone, l'y va gagner pour l'y béquer. Si un jour mi mort, en terre à moins sous pied camélia, la racine va tisane à moins. Et le fleuve emporte à tuer. Si un jour à mi-mort, en terre à moins sous pied camélia, la racine va tisane à moins, et le fleuve emporte à tuer. Cap là où c'est Nana Malva, il fait dans ce coco grand-mère qu'elle fait tout tout tout. Là au cap là où c'est Nana Malva, il fait dans ce coco grand-mère qu'elle fait tout tout tout. Si un jour à mi-mort en terre à moins sous pied camélia, la racine va tisane à moins. Et le fleuve emporte à tuer. Si un jour à mi-mort, en terre à moins sous pied camélia, la racine va tisane à moins, et le fleuve emporte à tuer.
Manielo, à la rivière noire là-bas, il tient à la bouche, il t'a causé. baba avec ton maman gâtée. Je n'ai pas les comprends série qui m'a pas travaillé. Maman gâtée, je n'ai pas les comprends série, qui m'a pas travaillé. Toi église, celle qui te chose, qui se connaît, n'est que mes 10 points dans moi, pour faire moi marier. Toi tout bien fou pas mal, quand même la vie banale, quand même mon pas travail, métier mon à peine. Vino gaino, madame. Toi, tu bien fou pas mal. Quand même la vie banale. Quand même mon pas travail. Mais tu es mon à peine. Pour vino gaino, madame. Pas oublié dire à ton maman, quand tu rentres de la case, les soirs qui m'opinent sans mot l'idée. Pas besoin qu'il devine, donne-moi la main, pour manger la misère noire, vive dans la tristesse. Je connais comment ça fait moi, dis mal, ferme-moi les guerres, ferme-moi. Moi tiens-toi, non pour quitte-toi, non pour laisse-toi tout seul, pour vivre dans nos chagrins. Je connais comment ça fait moi du mal, fais-moi les guerres, fais-moi. Moi tiens-toi, non pour quitte-toi, non pour laisse-toi tout seul, pour vivre dans nos chagrins. Non gâté, pas oublié, dis à ton maman. Quand tu rentres de la case, les soirs qui m'opinent sans mot d'idée. Pas besoin qu'il te vit, donne-moi la main. Ou mange la misère noire, vive dans la tristesse. Non gâté, pas oublié, dis à ton maman. Quand tu rentres de la case, les soirs qui m'opinent sans mot d'idée. Pas besoin qu'il te vit, donne-moi la main. Commence la misère noire, vive dans la chagrin. Pas besoin qu'il te vit, donne-moi la main. Commence la misère noire, vive dans la tristesse. Pas besoin qu'il te vit, donne-moi la main. Commence la misère noire, vive dans la chagrin.
There's something about the sufferation within the music, but yet the joy that I find in Maloya Sega and its derivatives, whether it be from Réunion or Mauritius. On CKUT 90.3 FM, my name is Khalid and this is Funky Revolutions. We started with more plaintive sounds of Sol Pied de Camilla, Maxime Lahoupe. I said he was from Mauritius. In fact, he is from Réunion. Plaintive sounds which speak again about that sufferation, about that complaint that is transformed into empowerment in these musics. And then we went, in fact, to Mauritius and some of the more kind of fusion elements that we'll begin to find in the later 70s and 80s throughout the Indian Ocean, whether it's based on traditional rhythms of the Sega and the Maloya fusions and roots, or in terms of putting emphasis on various other modern forms coming in to through radio and records, kind of continued evolution of the music, whether it be from the roots of put together through the slave roots of from various parts of the African continent and Madagascar, the serfs of the Indian subcontinent, southern India particularly. But also, you know, each island had its own kinds of Creole realities emerging in the late 70s. And reggae had a bigger influence, for example, in Mauritius. We heard Claudio, though, and Raphael Zugardeur, and then Coulisse, L'amour artificiel. And you can continually hear the kind of variations on the rhythms and the use of some traditional instruments, whether it's the kayamb, which is a kind of a box, and it's had various names throughout Africa and also have found itself in Madagascar. So what I thought we'd do is start to head towards Madagascar. Why? Well, Madagascar was the source of some of the musical instruments and musical influences and rites that would inform the creation of these Creole slave societies and influence the combinations and resonances on various islands. What's also interesting about Madagascar, with 20 various ethnicities with different musical forms, was that they maintained, even through colonialism, a connection to some of those direct roots that had to be recreated, in fact, and adapted on places like Mauritius and Réunion. I thought we'd go to one of the earliest records I could find of southern music in Madagascar, some of the plaintive sounds that probably informed, in my imagination anyways, some of the modern music of Maloya and Sega and all their various fusions we've discussed, from the party sound to the ritual sound to the sacred sound to the political sound. On CKUT 90.3 FM, this record was recorded by a traveler, Henri Coulisse, who did about 800 recordings in the late 30s in Madagascar. This is a sound from the desert part of the southwestern Madagascar, recorded in 1938, and represents the Mahafali ethnic group. This is from the south, Ampanihi, Madagascar, and this is a kind of flute solo that gives some of the plaintive sounds, I imagine, in my little history. On CKUT 90.3 FM. From there, we're going to go to a very, very famous musician who used an instrument similar to the kayamb in his explorations. We'll be back right after, well, as we begin to move towards Madagascar, see how some of Sega and Maloya music was actually had its resonance in Salagi music in Madagascar. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, this is Funky Revolutions.
Funky revolutions, funky, funky revolutions, funky, funky revolutions, funky, funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolution.
Shalom Aleichem. On August 29th at 2 p.m., live music returns to Montreal as the Klez Canada Festival moves to Marché de Possible à l'Entrepôt 77, 77 Bernard East. The lineup includes Briga and her Balkan Turbo Folk, Yiddish songs with So-Called and Warhol Dervish, Romani and Sephardic music with Taraf Siriana. It's all part of a week-long hybrid festival that starts on August 23rd online with concerts and workshops, where you can learn klezmer trumpet from Frank London, klezmer fiddle from Alicia Spiegels, and so much more. To register, go to klezcanada.org and join us for a CKUT Pop Montreal co-production at Marché de Possible à l'Entrepôt 77, 77 Bernard East on August 29th. Mevelen Zachsein dort. We'll see you there soon.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives. 25 years of funky revolutions.
Music originated from the confrontation of the struggle. So the roots really is from matter of struggle. That's where it's from. Freedom. That's what it's asking for. Acceptance. What it needs and understand it.
You know, the funk is definitely a music that comes from your heart, and it's a music that's a continuum of the African